Peter Batster is the co-founder of Slam Dance and still the president of the festival, which takes place at the Treasure Mountain Inn on Main Street. He said when he and others founded Slam Dance 20 years ago, they had no clue about running a festival, but did have a passion for independent film.
And we wanted to show our films. We didn't get our films into Sundance. And at that time, if you didn't make it into Sundance, it was very difficult to get exposure for your film as an emerging filmmaker. So we came together and supported one another, and we started a community. And then we realized that there would be other filmmakers like us coming up, and we decided then we would continue Sundance for those filmmakers. And, of course, that's what we've been doing ever since.
This year's event has about 100 films, including 10 features and 8 documentaries in competition. Following Slam Dance's past practice, films in that program are by first-time filmmakers and are mostly world premieres, and they are chosen with the help of directors who have been at Slam Dance before. Batster said it used to be the case that films which did not get into Sundance then applied to Slam Dance, but he said that is not the practice anymore.
One, because quite simply, we get so many submissions now, we wouldn't be able to watch the films properly if we left our deadlines later. But I think the other thing, too, that's happened now is that filmmakers realize, and of course, as independent film has developed over the years, that as an emerging filmmaker, some of the filmmakers feel that Sundance is unobtainable for them. It's just too difficult. It's too much of a competition with all of the great filmmakers that have been at Sundance before that are coming back with their films and some of the films that already have distribution. So we certainly offer an alternative to that. I'm not trying to say that Sundance does not show films by emerging filmmakers. It does, and it has a great program. But for some young filmmakers, they feel that Sundance is unobtainable.
One of the special screenings is a film that Batster co-directed himself, looking back at the independent film movement. It's called DIY, meaning do it yourself.
I helped make a film with Ben Heathcote and Eric Ekman, and DIY is a documentary, really, about the do-it-yourself filmmaking movement that has been taking place over the last 20 years, which, of course, coincides with Slam Dance. And we've gone to many of the alumni that have that have been at Slam Dance and interviewed them about how they were able to succeed with their filmmaking careers. So we have filmmakers like Ben Zeitlin, Christopher Nolan, the Russo brothers, Ryan Johnson, Penelope Spheris, a whole host of filmmakers that are sharing how they really succeeded and the struggle that it took to get there.
A number of well-known directors got their start at Slam Dance, such as Christopher Nolan, now known for the Batman Dark Knight films.
Christopher Nolan, of course, we premiered his first film called Following in 1999. Chris will be at the festival this year. Ben Zeitlin, we've just interviewed him in New Orleans. Of course, many people know Ben in association with Beasts of the Southern Wild, which is, of course, at Sundance. But his first films, one of which actually Slam Dance made, his short films, were at Slam Dance.
Batster highlighted a few other programs and filmmakers coming back to the festival.
We're really excited about bringing back Bill Plimpton to the festival, who's been a great supporter of Slam Dance over the years. And we're going to be premiering his film called Cheatin', which is a great animation film. And then, of course, we've been working this year, actually, on bringing back an Anarchy program. Back in the day when we started, it was Anarchy in Utah we started, we called it. And we wanted to sort of go back to our roots, and we've created an Anarchy Shorts program for the festival this year, which we're very excited about as well. This involves a lot of experimentation and, stories which are, very unusual and extreme, really, I think you could say.
Slam Dance Festival President Peter Batster. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.